This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, a new book by Texas musician and novelist Jesse Sublett, has it all. It's called Never the Same Again, a Rock and Roll Gothic, and it's part survivor's tale and part punk rock murder mystery, and it's all true. From Austin, Texas, Stephen Cuevas reports.
In the late 70s, Jesse Sublett was the leader of the Skunks, a fierce power trio from Austin that played louder and faster than any band in Texas.
Immediately, as we start the Skunks, this punk thing happens. It just explodes. It's like being at the flashpoint of a revolution. We were the biggest band in town, finally.
Just weeks before the Skunks played their first live gig, the Sex Pistols swept through Texas on a brief tour of the southern U.S. Their performance in San Antonio sparked a mini-punk revolution. When the Skunks played their first show, hundreds of people turned out. In his book, Sublett details the scene.
The first beer can landed at my feet during the first song. A plastic cup followed. Some yelled, "You stink!" The important thing was that we'd struck a nerve and found our audience. "Play some Zeppelin, you f-. Shut the f*** up," I said to the long hair. "This is called heroin, and is dedicated to you."
Within a matter of months, the Skunks were barricaded in an Austin garage cutting their first single, a blistering piece of power pop called Earthquake Shake. Production cost for the recording session, one case of Budweiser. 2,000 7-inch singles were pressed in all. Copies now reportedly sell for a couple of hundred bucks on eBay. Texas punk rock was finally on the map. But amidst all the glory, Sublett was drowning in a sea of booze and pills. He wasn't your run-of-the-mill tortured rock and roll artist, though. Something happened to his college sweetheart, Diane Roberts, that brought his world crashing down.
I was going to be a rock star, no doubt about it. We assumed we'd be together forever. I can see her now, on the dance floor, tall and sexy, grooving and tasting the flash debut of her hot new band.
But this memory was just an illusion. Diane wasn't there.
She wasn't there because one night she was murdered by a savage monster who broke into our house and left her there for me to find when I came home.
Sublett blamed himself for the murder. He figured out that the killer was a friend of his old roommate, a roommate they had tried to evict. Sublett had a bad feeling about the guy and asked the roommate not to bring him back, but it was too late. Diane was raped and murdered in the summer of 1976, and Sublett headed right for the bottom. But as if he'd struck a Faustian bargain, his dream of becoming a rock star was coming true. And unlike a lot of other rock musicians, the lifestyle actually worked for him. Every night I dream about this little girl.
I can't help myself, I'm a victim of the world. As corny as it sounds, it's just like the Velvet Underground song. Despite all the amputations, you could dance to a rock and roll station. My life was saved by rock and roll. As long as I was on stage, I wasn't having the nightmares and the flashbacks. If I was on stage, I was fine. It was the times between that I had problems.
The Skunks never got much further than local legend status and split in 1983. Sublett decided to start writing hard-boiled pulp fiction a la Raymond Chandler. His first novel was published in 1989. All of it, the sex, the drugs, the rock and roll, and now the writing, was a way to exorcise the demons of the past.
And I think going back to my feelings about, unresolved feelings about Diane's murder, I wanted to go back and fix it myself, even though I didn't have the tools or the strength to do it. Maybe by solving other crimes, I was feeling like I was making up for that. I don't know.
Finally, after more than 25 years, Sublett is finding some peace of mind. But a glimmer of the old punk rock sneer returns when I ask if writing Never the Same Again has given him some closure.
I think it's baloney. I don't know what closure means, actually. Like, you reach a point where everything's okay. And everything is not okay, that's for sure. But I do feel better. It's odd. It's not quite like the genie's back in the bottle again, but it's in a book. And I think having told the story helps me feel that I have some control over it. I still feel guilt and remorse and a lot of negative things, for whatever responsibility I had in allowing that to happen. And I understand that you have to keep going. That's what human beings do. They just keep going.
Later this month, Sublette is bringing the Skunks together for a one-night-only show in Austin. A new CD compilation should be out later this year.
Can't get loose, can't get loose from you. I can't get loose, can't get loose from you.
For Day to Day, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Austin, Texas.